Welcome to the Sui Generis podcast, a podcast on youth's lifestyle, relationships, finance and other aspects of life. This week, we will be discussing how to make and pull through with resolutions. Do not forget to subscribe and leave a comment after listening. You are listening to the Sui Generis podcast.
I've heard so many things like resolutions, goal setting, like each new year you want to say that, oh, these are my resolutions for the year. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Do you think there's like a similarity between goal setting and like writing or making resolutions? Or do you think they are the same?
Well, I feel like basically resolutions are goals you set out to achieve within a particular time frame. So I think it would be correct to say resolutions is a form of goal setting. But then I think the common thing is that most people feel resolutions have to come up at the end of the year or at the beginning of a year. That is the only time you can draw up resolutions. I think that is the aspect that is, I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about that, because I feel once you set out to achieve something, it doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year. Some people would have to wait, and probably they are involved in something they want to stop or some other thing they want to achieve. They have to wait till the end of the year. So then I first announce a resolution. And it's always hilarious because resolutions, goal setting are supposed to be for something you want to achieve. So you can come up middle of the year, you can come up anytime once you set out your mind.
I just feel like, I don't know whether to say they are different or they are similar, I don't know. But I just feel that goal setting is more like very specific, like, because when we set goals, we always know that, oh, I want to do this at this time. Is, you know, sometimes it's not even like, yeah, I want to do this in the next 3 months. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, by 23, I must have built an house. By 26, I must have done this, I must have done that. But I feel like resolutions are like, we are coming up with goals, but we don't put a basic like deadline to it. We just know that, oh, in the year 2021 I must make money. Just I don't know whether the money is going to come by August, it's going to come by June or anything. So I feel like there are goal setting, there are goals too, but without precise
timelines
and everything. But what do you think about people like always coming up with all these New Year resolutions? Like, why? What do you think about all this January 1st? Like, why is that? Like, why is that? Oh, all these things. Why is that? What I have to wait till January to now start bringing out my daughter. Like, this year I must get 16 certificates. This year I must buy a car. Why didn't I do them in the previous years?
I feel some people will say that, okay, it's not achievable this year again. Some people will say, I want to get a car. So probably by March, they already feel like, I can't get a car again. Let me move it to my next year resolutions and all. So I think there's this particular spirit and ginger, if I may use the word, that everybody feels once it's a new year, one magical something will just give them energy.
I was about to ask, why is that at the beginning of every year that we're always knowing that we're supposed to set resolutions? Because I feel like resolutions can also be set mid-year, but maybe we do set them mid-year or at any point that is not even at the beginning of the year, but we don't term them as resolutions. Like those goals we set at the beginning of the year, those deadlines, all those stuff we are bringing, it's beginning to like, we're beginning to accept the fact that we should call them New Year resolutions.
It's just like you said that resolutions are really not fixed, like the deadline or the time left for achieving them is really not fixed. So it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year, as long as you feel it's something you can achieve within the year or within a particular time frame, even though it's not specified, you can as well make it a resolution that in the next 6 months, I want to get this particular time frame, I want to get this, even though you don't know the time it will. So I feel like waiting till it's New Year to make some resolutions is actually us deceiving ourselves at times, because most of the time we see that half of the resolutions we don't even get to achieve them because most of them are just, I don't know.
Okay, yes. And why do you think that? It's just like me. There was one year like that, that I made one resolution and not one. Like I made a list of resolutions like, ah, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And eventually I didn't do most of the things, or should I say I didn't do anything. Then following year, because I really wanted to be, should I say, determined, so I had to tell a friend like, this is my resolution for the year. Like the ones that it could make sure that I did and everything. And so, for instance, there was a time that I was like, I used to like just talk anyhow, when people just do this, and just I was really exhibiting all shades of clownery those times. And I would tell this person that whenever you see me like talking like this, just remind me that, you know, that you said this year you don't want to do something like this and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, whenever the person sees me and reminds me, like, ah, you know, that you said you don't want to do, and I'm like, well, see, that resolution, I don't have time again, or something. So why do you think that? Do you think that some of us are doing it as part of trend? Like, we are doing resolutions? Like,
yeah, I honestly feel that way, because I think the resolution and the cutting people off stuff, they go hand in hand together. Because towards the end of the year, you see people saying, I'm cutting this one off, I'm cutting that one.
They maybe
start bringing out scissors.
They're even supposed to be cutting themselves off.
You get. So, once they cut off people in December, they come into New Year with, oh, New Year resolution, New Year, new me, no time for 8 hours. I'm like, so I just feel like most time people just do it under pressure. People just do it. Some people use it to catch crews. Like, they're not really serious.
Some people do it because as per trend, like, we're supposed to do it New Year resolution.
Yeah, people will be expecting, what am I new? And sometimes I feel the way our institutions are also organized, I think I heard some churches that they say you must come with your New Year resolution, blah, blah, blah. So if you don't come,
there are some people that they feel like this is just another opportunity for them to check themselves, so they will just use the old New Year thing to just say, oh, these are my resolutions for the year. You know, you can't really say everything is trend, catching cruise, or whatever. Some people are really bent on it. Everybody has their principles in life, so some people are really like, but what do you think, Brett, about this old New Year resolutions? And since when have you been hearing? Let me
make my New Year resolutions, secondary school. Some people New Year resolution then was to be one of the big boys in class, or talk to a particular girl, all this kind of stuff. So
that's a resolution.
And you know, all this time priorities, resolutions of different people are different. So some people resolution this coming year is to take 100 bottles of wine in one sitting. People have crazy things they want to achieve each year. So I feel like it's been a while. The New Year resolution craze has been from time.
Do you really think that writing New Year resolutions, whatever, whether as a trend, whether under pressure, whether by being realistic or whatever, do you really think that we need to uphold it, how would I put it? Like you feel that it's something that is effective, that can be effective. Do you understand my point?
Yeah, I understand your point. I think one of the things we just have to note is to be honest to ourselves. I think that's just the key. If you're setting out resolutions, you're setting out goals to achieve, be realistic. Fine, dream big and all, but don't write resolutions that I don't know how to put it.
Be
very realistic, because you can't write, you don't make resolutions.
For instance, if you're just in your second year in the university and you're saying by the end of this year, and your course is 5 years course, and you're saying by the end of this year I must have graduated, that's your new resolution.
Yeah, you know, that is not realistic. So also,
so we need to be very realistic.
Be realistic, then
ourselves.
Have a plan. You know, the funny thing is, people write resolutions and they don't map out, okay, this resolution, how do I achieve it? Like, you say this year I want to buy a car. Okay, but there is no plan. Like,
God
what am
it.
I going to do?
God will do it.
Even the Bible says that faith without work is not it.
Well, you believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles, but then even if you believe in miracles, you have to always make sure that you contribute your own quota. So if you're saying, I want to achieve this, also map out, let it be part of your resolution. I want to get a car. I want to do so. I want to do this.
I want to be able to read 50 books, and I can't even use my money to buy one book.
So how do you want that to happen? That is the problem. That is where resolutions start going.
I need to work towards my reality.
Yeah.
And
I also think you need to be very accountable. I don't, whether you tell somebody or you, I don't know how you do
yes,
that.
Yes, I think, yes.
Because sometimes when people write these things, in fact, some people forget by February because they don't even know where they wrote
there was,
it again.
Yes, there was one time I saw my New Year resolutions and I was saying, ah, is it me that wrote this thing? So are you really at the moment saying that I want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who has time to be doing all this one?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that accountability, whether you have an accountable partner or not, it's always, I think, from research and from experience, I think it's always good when you want to get something done faster and in a more disciplined way to always have an accountability partner, especially somebody that has the same mindset as you.
As you are.
Because there are some people that they don't have the same mindset as you, but definitely they will help you and remind you. But somebody that has the same mindset as you knows how more important you need to get whatever it is done and stuff like that. And I still, what I was trying to say is that I think accountability is still up to you in the fact that, for instance, when I was saying that there was one year like that, I was telling my friend, like, guy, if I see this thing, you tell me that stop seeing this thing again. So you don't want, and he was always telling me, and he got to a point, I was getting like, is it your business? Like, just leave me alone. So he really tried his best to hold me accountable, like, baby, so you're not going to be writing this, you're not going to be saying this thing, but you're still saying this thing. But me, I just chose to just be the.
It goes both ways. Like, as you have somebody that is going to an
don't
accountability partner,
efforts.
Then you also make sure that
at the end of the day, everything
boils
down
to you
because
you
don't ask for our opinion before you went to come writing your resolution.
So basically, yeah, you have to be accountable. If possible, get an accountability partner, like Adebiyi said. Be realistic. Then also work towards achieving. Map out the plan. Don't just write resolutions. Map out the plan for achieving these resolutions.
What are your resolutions for the new year?
To be honest, man, I don't know, maybe 29th or 28th of December to come up. But I don't have, no, to be honest, I don't think I have a well mapped out resolution. Because like I said, all the things that we just said, I have to put it into my resolution. So you don't just do it out of trend and all. So I have to be realistic. I have to map out the plan. I have to get an accountability partner. And so don't worry, it's coming. It's coming out. There are many resolutions I want to. Oh boy, it's plenty. Go on.
It's nice. I don't think I even have any resolution. I stopped making resolutions the time I got myself an accountability partner, and I frustrated the person for that.
But who knows your new accountability partner might be very strict and be like, you must do it or I'll find you. You pay 10K anytime. You
know. She'll find me now. She'll be that if I pay. And then, some of us are just like,
go to court and find Sherry for you. They'll come and enforce it.
Some of us are just like, do you know that there are some times that, I don't know whether you have been in that situation, there are some times that you really want to do something. So you need somebody to hold you responsible. Like, I want to do. But then, some people do it to the extreme. I'd be like, oh, God,
she be
I don't have told you to come on. But there are some times that may God just help us. Some of us just have this spirit of laziness, these lazy vibes, and then this person just wants to help you. At the end of the day, you just be like, why are you even putting my matter on my head? She be me that said you should help me or something like that. But me, I think I don't know if resolutions work for me. For instance, this year now, I didn't make any resolutions, and I think I didn't have any big major win, but I think I have achieved some things that I didn't know I was going to achieve, like in the course of the year, and I discovered so many things. I have worked on so many things. I learned so many things. As opposed to last year, that I did resolution, and then I think I just pasted it on my bookshelf, and I think only one thing that was cute like this. Mm. I think the simplest, or well, maybe it's to buy one book every month, and I just ticked it. So I don't think resolution works for everybody, but even if it does, or if you want it to work for you, I think it's just all the steps that you mentioned.
Do you think it's something people should be doing, mapping out resolutions?
Well, I think mapping out resolutions is something that is very, I don't want to say very nice, important or something, but I think it's something that we should encourage, because I believe that it will help you get your works done faster, your plans much more in place faster, and resolutions will give you that sense, that unconscious sense of preparing you to get something done. And you know, it's when you prepare for something that you can get something done, and that's when you can say, oh, you have achieved something, unlike we that were just living life on a skate, mm. on a roller coaster. It's not nice to live life on a roller coaster, but
it is what it is.
Alright. When you need that.
Thank you for staying tuned till the end. I will love to read your reviews and comments. You can catch up with me on Instagram. See you on the next episode, and don't forget to share.